नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 16, वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 27 एंड चैप्टर 17, वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 2। Praise of King Prithu by the professional reciters. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. While King Prithu thus spoke, the humility of his nectarian speeches pleased the reciters very much. And then again, they continued to praise the king highly with exalted prayers, as they had been instructed by the great sages. Dear King, you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by His causeless mercy, you have descended on this earth. Therefore, it is not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared through the body of King Vaina, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. Although we are unable to glorify you adequately, we nonetheless have a transcendental taste for glorifying your activities. So we shall try to glorify you according to the instructions received from authoritative sages and scholars. Whatever we speak, however, will always be inadequate and very insignificant. Dear King, because you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all your activities are liberal and ever laudable. Everyone, please listen. This king, Maharaj Prithu, is the best amongst those who are following religious principles. As such, this King Prithu will engage all of us in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protection. King Prithu will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. Why, this king alone in his own body will be able in due course of time to maintain all living entities, keeping them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods in order to perform various departmental activities. Thus, Maharaj Prithu will maintain the upper planetary system by inducing the populace to perform Vedic sacrifices. And in due course of time, King Prithu will also maintain this earthly planet by discharging proper rainfall. This king, Prithu, will be as powerful as the sun god, and just as the sun god equally distributes his sunshine to everyone, Maharaj Prithu will distribute his mercy equally. And similarly, just as the sun god evaporates water for 8 months, and then during the rainy season returns it profusely, this king will also exact taxes from the citizens and return these monies in times of need. This king, Prithu, will be very, very kind to all the citizens. And even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, Prithu, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgetful and forgiving. As a protector of the world, Prithu will be as tolerant as the earth itself. Kritra Prana means the suffering living entities, And so when there is no rainfall, and the citizens are in great danger due to the scarcity of water, this royal personality of Godhead, Prithu, will be able to supply rains exactly like the heavenly king Indra. Thus, Maharaj Prithu will very easily be able to protect the citizens from drought. This king, Prithu, by virtue of his affectionate glances and beautiful moon-like face, which is always smiling with great affection for his citizens, will enhance everyone's peaceful life. But no one will be able to understand the policies the king will follow, for Prithu's activities will also be nigudha, very confidential, and it will not be possible for anyone to know how King Prithu will make every activity successful. King Prithu's treasury will always remain Upagupta, unknown to everyone. Maharaj Prithu will be the reservoir of unlimited glories and good qualities, and the king's position will be maintained and covered, just as Varuna Deva, the deity of the seas, is all around covered by water. King Prithu was born out of the dead body of King Vena, just as fire is produced from Arani wood. Thus, King Prithu will always remain just like fire, and his enemies will not be able to approach him. Indeed, Prithu Maharaj will be unbearable to his enemies, for although staying very near him, his enemies will never be able to approach the king, but will have to remain as if far away. No one will be able to overcome the strength of Maharaj Prithu. King Prithu will be able to see all the internal and external activities of every one of his citizens. Still, no one will be able to know the king's system of espionage, and Prithu Maharaj himself will remain neutral regarding all matters of glorification or vilification paid to him. King Prithu will be exactly like air, the life force within the body, which is exhibited internally and externally, but is always neutral to all affairs. And since this king will always remain on the path of piety, Prithu will be neutral to both his son and the son of his enemy. For if the son of his enemy is not punishable, Prithu will not punish him. But if his own son is punishable, Prithu will immediately punish him. Just as the sun god expands his shining rays up to the Arctic region without impedance, the influence of Maharaj Prithu will cover all tracts of land up to the Arctic region and will remain undisturbed as long as King Prithu lives. This king will please everyone by his practical activities, and all of Prithu's citizens will remain very satisfied. And because of this, the citizens will take great satisfaction in accepting Prithu as their ruling king. The king will be firmly determined and always situated in truth. Maharaj Prithu will be a lover of the Brahmanical culture, and will render all service to old men and give shelter to all surrendered souls. Giving respect to all, Prithu Maharaj will always be merciful to the poor and innocent. This king will respect all women as if they were his own mother, and Maharaj Pitu will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. King Pitu will be just like an affectionate father to the citizens, and Pitu will treat himself as the most obedient servant of Brahma Vadinam, the devotees, who always preach the glories of the Lord. The king will consider all embodied living entities to be as dear as his own self, and Pitu Maharaj will always be increasing the pleasures of his friends. Maharaj Pitu will intimately associate with liberated persons, but he will be a chastising hand to all impious persons.
Ayang tu sakshad Bhagavan Sri Adhisha Kutasta Atma Kalayavatirna Yasmin Avidya Rachitang Niratakang Pasyanti Nanatvam Api Pratitam.
This king, Pritu, is the master of the three worlds and is directly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. King Pritu is without change and is an incarnation of the Supreme, known as Shakya Avesha Avatar. Being a liberated soul and completely learned, Maharaj Pitu sees all material varieties as meaningless because their basic principle is nescience. This king, being uniquely powerful and heroic, will have no competitor. Maharaj Pitu will travel around the globe on his victorious chariot, holding his invincible bow in hand and appearing exactly like the sun, which rotates in its own orbit from the south. And when the king travels all over the world, other kings as well as the demigods will offer Maharaj Pitu all kinds of presentations. And their queens will also consider Maharaj Pitu to be the original king, who carries in his hands the emblems of the club and disc. And the queens will sing of King Pitu's fame, for he will be as reputable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. This king, this protector of the citizens, is Adhit Raja, an extraordinary king, and is equal to the Prajapati demigods. And for the living facility of all citizens, King Pitu will milk the earth, which is just like a cow. And not only that, but Pitu Maharaj will level the surface of the earth with the pointed ends of his bow, breaking all the hills exactly as Indradeva, the heavenly king, breaks mountains with his powerful thunderbolt weapon. When the lion travels in the forest with its tail turned upward, all menial animals hide themselves. Similarly, when King Pitu will travel over his kingdom and vibrate the string of his bow, which is made of the horns of goats and bulls, and which is irresistible in battle, all demoniac rogues and thieves will hide themselves in all directions. At the source of the river Sarasvati, this King Pitu will perform 100 sacrifices known as Ashvamedha. But in the course of the last sacrifice, the heavenly king Indra will steal the sacrificial horse. This King Pitu will meet Sanat Kumara, one of the four Kumaras, in the garden of his palace compound. King Pitu will worship Sanat Kumara with devotion and will be fortunate to receive instructions by which one can enjoy transcendental bliss. And so in this way, when the chivalrous activities of King Prithu come to be known to the people in general, Prithu Maharaj will always hear about himself and his uniquely powerful activities. No one will be able to disobey the orders of Prithu Maharaj. After conquering the world, Prithu will completely eradicate the threefold miseries of the citizens. Then, Maharaj Prithu will be recognized all over the world, and at that time, both the Suras and the Asuras will undoubtedly glorify Maharaj Prithu's magnanimous activities.
The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura.
In this way, the reciters who were glorifying Maharaj Prithu readily described his qualities and chivalrous activities. At the end, King Prithu offered them various presentations with all due respect, worshipping them adequately. King Prithu, thus satisfied, and offered all respect to all the leaders of the Brahmanas and other castes, to his servants, to his ministers, and to the priests, citizens, general countrymen, people from other communities, admirers, and others, and thus they all became happy.
Recorded September 20, 2023 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namasye Purushang Svadyang Ishwarang Prakrite Param Alakshyang Sarva Bhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Nama Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srimati Kunti Devi prayed, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, because you are the original personality, and you are unaffected by the qualities of this material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. My Lord, being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Oh, let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the other cowherder men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and senses. My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. My obeisances are unto you, who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied, and therefore you are the most gentle and master of the monists.